June 13, 2016, ISIS carried out 7 different attacks in Iraq and Syria. We talk about Islamic State or ISIS for a simple reason. It is a lethal terrorist group. If you've been following this series for a while, you will have seen that I'm trying to accomplish a few things. I want to highlight a particularly large or significant act of terrorism on a specific day in history. I try to find less than well-known ones that I find, and I hope you find, interesting. I do want to demonstrate that there are more terrorist groups out there than Islamic State, ISIS, or Al-Qaeda, AQ, and other Islamist extremists. You see, it would be too simple to settle on the easy pickings each day. For on a given day, there is always, at least over the past 4 decades, an attack or two executed by groups along these lines. After all, these 2 generations happen to coincide with David Rappaport's religious wave of terrorism. And by far, the best representatives of this wave are the jihadis. Today's a little different. As I looked over all the attacks that had transpired on June 13th, no one jumped out at me. But one precise June 13 did. That one would be that date in 2016. On that one day, ISIS was behind, or believed to have been behind, 7 separate attacks in Iraq and Syria. To wit, the execution of 19 of its own in Fallujah for, quote, fleeing a battle, the killing of an Iraqi army officer near Baquba, a foiled attack in which several ISIS terrorists were killed north of Ramadi, 1 dead and 2 wounded when ISIS snipers fired at a checkpoint in Baghdad, the death of 6 ISIS suicide bombers in central Fallujah, the execution of a man and his brother suspected of spying, and 5 dead and 11 injured in a suicide attack on an army base in Ramadi. That makes 7 dead and 13 wounded, in addition to the murder of 21 insiders and the loss of at least 6 ISIS terrorists in 1 day. I'm not sure if that's a record, but it is a remarkable total. The sad part is that this is not likely to have been the only such cluster. It is also unlikely to be the last. ISIS is not dead, as some have claimed. On June 5th, the, quote, Defeat ISIS Coalition affirmed their, quote, shared determination to continue the fight against Daesh ISIS in Iraq and Syria and to create conditions for an enduring defeat of the terrorist group. Enduring defeat? That doesn't sound good to me.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.